Chainalysis sues U.S. government over TRM Labs contract award. Chainalysis has filed a legal challenge against the U.S. government after a federal contract was awarded to competitor TRM Labs, according to a report from Wu Blockchain published on August 17, 2026. The move puts a rare public spotlight on the commercial rivalry between the two largest vendors of blockchain analytics tools sold to law enforcement and regulators. The dispute is a bid protest, a formal challenge to how a government agency ran a procurement and picked a winner. Chainalysis Government Solutions, the public sector arm of the company, is the party bringing the action. The core claim in protests like this is usually that the agency evaluated proposals unfairly, misread the technical requirements, or gave the award to a competitor whose bid should not have qualified. The two firms behind government crypto tracing, Chainalysis and TRM Labs, sell overlapping products. Software that clusters wallet addresses, links them to real-world entities, flags transactions tied to sanctioned parties or illicit activity, and produces evidence that stands up in court. Their customers include tax authorities, financial regulators, sanctions enforcers, and criminal investigators. When agencies seize funds, trace ransomware payments, or build cases against exchanges, this is the category of tooling doing the on-chain work. Chainalysis has been the incumbent in most of these relationships for years. TRM Labs grew as the primary challenger, competing hard on federal contracts and winning a growing share of them. A public lawsuit over a single award signals that the competition has reached the point where losing individual contracts is worth litigating rather than absorbing. The stakes in a bid protest government contracts in this space are not one-off purchases. They set multi-year relationships, lock in data pipelines and analyst training, and often carry option years that extend the work well beyond the initial term. Losing an award can mean losing the agency relationship for the better part of a decade, which raises the incentive to contest a decision the incumbent believes was flawed. Protests do not automatically reverse an award. The typical outcome is one of three. The challenge is denied and the award stands. The agency agrees to take corrective action and reevaluate proposals, or the decision is overturned and the procurement is redone. The process can pause work on the contract while it plays out, which is part of why agencies and winning bidders treat protests as more than a formality. The exact agency, contract value, and scope named in the Chainalysis filing were not detailed in the initial report, and neither company had published a full public statement at the time of writing. That leaves the specific allegations unconfirmed beyond the fact of the legal action itself. Bid protest records typically become clearer once filings are docketed and the agency responds. The stakes reach past Chainalysis and TRM Labs. The surveillance layer these firms provide shapes how governments enforce rules across the crypto economy. The same analytics that trace stolen funds also underpin sanction screening, exchange compliance reviews, and the investigations that lead to account freezes and asset seizures. Which vendor holds a given contract influences which methodology, data sources, and address attributions an agency relies on. That has knock-on effects for ordinary users. Attribution mistakes, where an analytics firm wrongly links an address to an illicit actor, can flow downstream into frozen funds or declined transactions at compliant services. A market split between competing vendors with different clustering methods means agencies get more than one lens on the same chain, which some see as healthier than a single dominant provider defining risky on its own terms. The competition also sits against a backdrop of tightening enforcement. Regulators have leaned harder on tracing tools as stablecoin volumes and cross-border flows grow, and as sanctions programs increasingly target on-chain addresses directly. Vendors that win federal work gain reference customers that help them sell to banks, exchanges, and foreign governments, which is part of why a single contested award is worth a courtroom.